Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's finally here. After more than a year of campaigning, town halls, rallies, speeches, and debates, as well as tens of millions of dollars spent, it's now up to New Hampshire voters, who are casting ballots today in the first of the nation presidential primary. The first votes were actually cast just after midnight in the tiny hamlet of Dixville Notch in northern New Hampshire. The Republican results were read first, followed by the Democrats.
One vote for Michael Bloomberg.
And now on the Democrat side, there was one vote for Buttigieg, one vote for Sanders, and two write-in votes for Mike Bloomberg.
That is Michael Bloomberg winning both contests in Dixville Notch overnight with 5 votes cast. After strong finishes in Iowa last week, Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg are hoping to build more momentum today in New Hampshire as they pursue the Democratic presidential nomination. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks joins us now from New Hampshire, just outside Peterborough, New Hampshire. Good morning, Anthony. Thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning, Bob.
So let's start with the two frontrunners. Give us a sense of what their closing messages were to voters.
Okay, well, I was in Milford yesterday evening to see Buttigieg at one of his final rallies. As you know, he's presenting himself as the moderate candidate who can unite the nation by bringing together Democrats, independents, and what he calls the future former Republicans. He also noted that President Trump was in New Hampshire last night and criticized him for his proposed budget, which would cut environmental protection and education. And according to Buttigieg, would also threaten Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. And he accused the president of breaking promises to working Americans.
The president of the United States thinks we're suckers, but we know that there will be accountability for all of those broken promises. And if the Senate was the jury last week, we're the jury this year, and we get to have the final verdict on the president of the United States.
And Bob, as you mentioned, Buttigieg was one of the winners along with Sanders in Iowa last week. He's looking for a strong finish here in New Hampshire. And whether he wins or comes in second tonight, he gets a ticket out of New Hampshire as a credible moderate alternative to Sanders. But his challenge could come later in Nevada and South Carolina, where he has very low support with African-American voters.
Let's talk about Bernie Sanders for a moment. He had a big rally last night at the University of New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's right. A big rally, 7,500 people, according to the campaign, the largest of any candidate rally in New Hampshire. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was there, adding some star power to the event. And that huge rally is a good sign for Sanders, whose campaign is all about expanding the electorate, pulling in new voters, particularly young people who don't usually vote in high numbers. Here's Sanders speaking at Keene State College Sunday night.
If we have the highest voter turnout in New Hampshire primary history, I am confident that we are going to win here in New Hampshire. And if we win here in New Hampshire, we're going to set the pace to win in Nevada and South Carolina and California.
Now, Bob, turnout wasn't particularly high in Iowa, but the youth vote was. So Sanders is hoping to build on that. And the most recent polling suggests that he is the front runner and should get a pretty good result today. Anything less than that would be a disappointment for him.
Elizabeth Warren, she finished a disappointing third in Iowa after leading the pack for a while in the fall. How is she trying to turn that around in New Hampshire?
Well, Warren's decline is somewhat mysterious to me. She has one of the best organized campaigns. She got off to a really strong start and an early start more than a year ago, built up impressive ground organizations. But she got stuck as Sanders and Buttigieg both peaked just at the right time. You know, I talked to her Saturday night and she really didn't want to dwell on whether she could improve on that third place finish. But she's trying to present herself now as the candidate best positioned to unify Democrats and beat Trump. And she talked about absorbing some of the staff and ideas from some of the other Democrats who have dropped out, including Kirsten Gillibrand, Cory Booker, and Julian Castro. So yesterday, she delivered her final speech to voters in Portsmouth before voting got underway this morning.
Get in this fight, because this This is our moment in history. And this moment will not come our way again.
Let me ask about Joe Biden and Amy Klobuchar, who seems to have benefited Klobuchar from a bit of a bump following a very strong debate performance last Friday night in Manchester, New Hampshire, Anthony.
Yeah, she did. And let me talk about Joe Biden first. I mean, he's in a bit of trouble. He finished fourth in Iowa. His debate performance, unlike Klobuchar, have been uneven. And he said that he probably won't do that well today. So if your main argument is that you're the guy who can win and beat Trump, at some point you need to show that you can actually win. But he's counting on doing much better in Nevada and then South Carolina, where polls have him consistently in the lead, particularly among black voters. But we'll see how well that support holds up for him after New Hampshire.
To what extent have Biden's problems contributed to what may be a Klobuchar rise?
Yeah, probably quite a bit. I mean, she's emerged as a moderate alternative to Sanders and Buttigieg and to Biden. Klobuchar calls herself a progressive pragmatist. She's been attracting some big crowds over the past few days, including 1,100 people in Nashua. I saw her yesterday in Keene, where she made the case that she has a proven record of winning in red counties, and also that she has a bit of a sense of humor.
I have won every race I've ever run back to fourth grade. Because, I mean, all these guys are always boasting about things, so that's my thing. And back then I had a slogan, all the way with Amy Kay, which I have since abandoned. I don't think it's the best one, but that was it back then.
Bob, so her message appeals to moderates in New Hampshire, including Alan Mendelson, a Democrat from Keene, with whom I spoke yesterday.
I was thinking again, who's going to beat Trump? And it was Biden. But just seeing the way he's, it's like a balloon kind of leaking air. So Amy has the experience. She's from the Midwest. You know, she's solid. And I think that's what people will need.
And polls show that she is, in fact, climbing, even as high as third place. But she has a lot less money, so anything less than that would make it difficult for her to compete after New Hampshire into Nevada, South Carolina, and Super Tuesday.
All right, Anthony, with voting underway in New Hampshire this morning, what are you most curious to learn when everything is counted tonight?
Well, I guess I'm curious to learn who wins. But I mean, I'm being serious about that. I mean, not just who finishes on top, but who does well enough to get that ticket out of New Hampshire and to keep going. So, for example, I'm really curious to find out if Warren can do well enough to somehow change the narrative that would return her to contention. I'm super curious to know if this late Klobuchar surge grows into something bigger. And finally, Bob, I guess I'm struck by the idea that after New Hampshire, this race might be just as muddled as it was a week ago after Iowa, with progressives consolidating around Sanders, more moderate Democrats and independents being drawn to Buttigieg, but still a bunch of them looking for an alternative.
All right. Well, we'll find out tonight. We should also say that Anthony will be back tonight along with a whole cast of people as WBUR brings you live election results coverage again starting at 7 p.m. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks reporting from New Hampshire this morning. Thanks a lot, Anthony.
My pleasure, Bob. Thank you.